Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon. This is the 17th Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey Isleme of the Isleme Media Centre in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Today it's all about prayer. Prayer is something we have heard of, and we have done it even without we realizing maybe, but prayer is something that even a child can do. But it's also so great that the mightiest of people of God cannot be said to truly have mastered prayer. Jesus never taught his disciples how to pray, only to pray. The request was, Lord, teach us to pray, as John has taught his disciples. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples is what we know as the Lord's Prayer. His prayer is notable for its simplicity and brevity, put in simple terms. It was very unusual for the Jews of that day to call God Father, because it was considered too intimate. This is a prayer focused on community. Jesus began with our Father and not my Father. When we do not pray that God's name be revered and that his kingdom come, as the Our Father prayer says, we reveal in ourselves a love for this world and a reluctance to see it pass, superseded and replaced by the righteous rule of God. And then the second part of the Our Father. When we do not pray for God to provide for our daily bread, we reveal either a self-sufficient attitude, which does not depend daily upon God's provisions, or we see a life of affluence and a laying up of earthly treasures, which render prayer for daily needs unnecessary. So every food we get and every kind of drink we have today, it's all coming from God, and we should always be thanking God for providing for us. Because when you look deep into it, the food has been provided. Yes, humans have prepared. Humans have grown the crops on their farms. Who made the crops to grow? Only God in heaven. When we do not daily pray for God's forgiveness for our sins and the grace to forgive the sins of others, we reveal either a naivety concerning our own sinfulness, while as an actual fact, all of us, we have this tendency to sin in us. Now, we are not trying to knock ourselves down, but we are trying to show the reality. After all, our yardstick is to love God with all our heart and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And can we say that we love our neighbor as we love ourselves? I could not be as God. And so if I say I have no sin, I'm saying I'm like God. I can never love without the mercy and grace from God. Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and ask him for bread because you have visitors come to your house? In the custom of that day, a whole family lived together in a one-room house. On one side of the house was a raised platform where they all slept. Down on the floor beneath were all their animals, a cow, perhaps some sheep, and goats, and so forth. there was no way the man could come to the door without disturbing the whole household. Yet because of his persistence, this man will rise and give him as many bread as he needs. It took a lot of boldness for the man in the story to so shamelessly ask his friend in the middle of the night. God often waits for our passionate persistence in prayer. It isn't that God is reluctant and needs to be persuaded. This parable teaches a how much more lesson. And I'll explain. If a midnight guest can get what he wants from a reluctant friend, imagine how much more we can get from a gracious God that we believe in and that Jesus came to reveal. Our persistence doesn't change God. It changes us, developing in us a heart and passion for what God wants. Our prayer ought to be, "Lord, help me to do your will," but not, "Lord, I pray that you do my will." A lot of our prayers are actually looking for to manipulate God, while as we should have that sense of, "Let God's will be done," as Jesus did on the cross. Anne Lamott writes in Travelling Mercies, that's the name of the article or the book she wrote, that our two best prayers are, "Help me, help me, help me," and "Thank you, thank you, thank you." I would like to add, "Hallowed be your name." Praise of God is the highest form of prayer. When you pray, pray with belief. Believe that you know that God is listening, but that we wait for answers and understand when the answers come. It may be hard to know that the prayer was in fact answered, and sometimes the answer is no. So in fact, when we don't know really what is good for us and we ask for something that will harm us and God knows it but we don't know it, because God is a good God, a loving Father, he can only be expected to answer our petitions, but to do so in a way that is for our highest good. Why does God sometimes seem to ignore my prayers? The temptation is to interpret Jesus' parable as an indication that God needs cajoling, or at least that the hallmark of Christian prayer is persistence. Not so. I'm quoting Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened." May God bless you. Have a lovely, beautiful Sunday, and also a wonderful, grace-filled week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola, in Zambia, signing off now and praying for God's blessings on you all.